Sack Gamers Podcast. Welcome to the Rusak Gamers Podcast number 146 and the second episode of Doug's Fate Core game, Amped Up. We start off addressing some feedback, and along those lines, the pre-game show here is only about 8 minutes long. We kick off the full game by incorporating Jeff into the group. It takes some work, but we think it turned out pretty damn good. Then we jump right into the story. Oh, and Joe does a great job using his voice to define the before and after effects. You'll see what I mean. We sneak, we steal, we fight, and we take somebody's pants. Now, as always, comments, critique, and general feedback can be left on our voicemail, 502-4141-RU, that's 502-4141-766. Or send us email, roy@rusackgamers.com. Look for us on Facebook, Google Plus, Twitter, on Stitcher, our blog, and iTunes. And hey, leave us a quick review or a message. Enjoy the show.
Quit talking about stuff you like.
All right, we are recording. Hey, hi, how are you?
Pretty good, how are you?
We're Rusak Gamers, and running the game tonight is going to be...
I'm Doug. I'm the GM for some reason tonight.
Hello, Doug.
Hey.
Wow.
In the big chair. Welcome back,
I was gone a week.
Yeah. And next to Todd is...
Todd.
Oh, next to Todd is probably...
Next to Doug is...
Probably an ice cold beer. Yeah. Next to Todd is my guess.
Hopefully.
Probably.
Next to Doug is Joe.
Still Jeff, still here. I'm sitting to the left here, Joe, and across from me...
I'm Bill.
Okay. Those big brown eyes.
And dulcet.
Not brown, though.
Jason and Todd could not join us tonight.
No, we got some bad weather moving in.
What color? Are they green? They blue?
Most of the time.
Most of the time? Green. All right. Greenish. All right.
Or unless they're blue.
Hazel?
Yeah.
Hazel. That's close to brown from
over here. Podcasting.
From way over here.
That's going into
Nobody
the blue
wants to hear. Yeah.
I didn't know your eyes were hazel, Bill.
Okay, so we've got some feedback we need to deal with.
Deal with? How about address?
Yeah. Okay, so we got a post on the blog from Felix. He says, guys, recording and putting some RPG sessions is great, but I'm not sure if many people are interested in listening to you guys talk about some TV shows. And that goes back to, I think it was Weird Wars Rome episode 2, where I know Todd and I were geeking out about possible new Battlestar Galactica and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and a whole bunch of other stuff. And frankly, we get together once a week. We don't always get a chance to talk during the rest of the week. This is the time we do it, and we thought we'd share. We're sorry you didn't like it, but we're going to keep doing this. We're not going to do a whole lot of, you know, this kind of stuff. You know, most of the time if it's a big episode, if it's a whole lot of stuff like that, like 20, 30, 40 minutes, I'll cut it out and release it as a different episode of Side Hop. It wasn't that long. I left it in there.
Well, you know, technically, I mean, we are actual play, but we do chat before, during,
and, play.
Yes, which yeah. happens when you actually play. I mean, it's not, and you know.
It's not, you know, these episodes are roughly 90 minutes to an hour, or 90 minutes to 2 hours. That's not all straight gaming. I've got the edits to prove it. So, we don't leave a lot of that stuff in there, but we're geeks. We enjoy this kind of stuff. Well, every now and then I'm going to leave that in there.
So the short of it is blame Roy.
Yeah. It's in the comments of every single MP3 we release. Blame me. It's my fault. And
isn't that your email?
Keep listening, Felix.
Blame Roy at
in the comments.
@RusakGamers.
Blame Roy. @RusakGamers. Blame Roy @RusakGamers.com. It's in every single comment.
But we're glad you listen and we appreciate it.
And we hope you keep listening. I mean, we're going to try not to be too long, but you know.
Yeah, to be honest with you, some of us don't listen to the conversations when they're happening. So.
what was that?
That would be me.
Were you talking?
Oh, and we are still getting comments about the down. My use of down in Weird Wars Rome.
Yay!
You guys win.
Okay.
I've got a few on my side, but the vast majority of people came back and said, what?
Well, it's funny because the first one that we got, who was that from? The first one, and you claimed it as
that was Ronnie, I believe.
You claimed it as claimed a win, but he said he was like, yeah, I knew what you meant, but you should have used the word hill.
So he knew.
I'd call that a draw.
Hey, congratulations to Ronnie. He spawned. Well, technically his wife spawned.
Hey,
congratulations for being a dad.
On the nipper. Good job.
So we also
we'll never hear from him again. Is
that- oh no, actually, right now he's been doing a lot of late night work with the kid.
Oh,
so good. We've been getting more email from Ronnie recently.
Good for you, buddy. Good for you. Congratulations. All right.
One more thing, we got some feedback on Facebook. Jill wrote that about the information for the Nova Praxis Kickstarter. She says she's not a Fate fan, but the world sounds really interesting when we were playing it last year, and she's definitely in on the Kickstarter.
Oh, so, cool.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I really, really like that game.
Yeah.
She also said that she runs games for a club, and I'm not really sure what that is. So, Jill, let me know what you do mean by running games for a club. It sounds like it's a group that gets together, and when they're ready for a game, they vote on what kind of game they're going to run. Yeah.
And she also pointed out that other Worlds.
Yeah, the system Thieves Guild system. Yeah. Yeah. I already posted it on the blog, or at least it should have gone up on the blog.
Saw it. It's
okay.
You did.
Did it? Okay. Yep. Cause this is not going to come out in time for that, but, hopefully, people have gone to that one too. It looks like it was already,
I think it's funded. And Nova Praxis, I mean, it should still be going on when this drops, right?
Oh yeah, this will drop on the 21st, 22nd.
Yeah, pay attention. I'm advocating that you do it anyway, but pay attention to the higher tiers because, there's a small note in there. Even $30 is not the end of the line on that. When you still have to pay for, when you have it printed, it includes the printing.
But it doesn't.
It's the printing
shipping tiers.
Yeah. No, it doesn't. It depends on what you're printing. Because if you get a hardbound book or a softbound book, it could change the price of that. And then shipping is not included.
Right.
So just know that going in. Because I'd hate for Mike to get any kind of angry emails on that.
Right. And, the other Kickstarter we talked about last time was, East Texas University. It's already funded. Took an hour and 45 minutes. Buffy, the college years.
Back to Mike's. Has his started yet?
Yes last night.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Was it last night or the day before?
No, it was yesterday. It was yesterday
was
late afternoon.
This afternoon, it was at $2,000 out of $6,000.
Yeah.
So it's about a third of the way, and it's only like a day in.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
So he's doing well.
Yeah, doing well.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully all the people who, bought into the Nova Praxis Fate system will, if they're not familiar with Savage Worlds, they'll take a chance.
Yeah. And Mike's a friend of the show too, so
absolutely.
If you're remotely interested, back him, cause it's his passion.
Yeah.
He is into it.
It's a really cool
sit down and have a discussion with him about it sometime if you can. He's into it.
Was it last time we talked, a little bit about Jeff and Todd running games at Origins?
Yeah.
That are tied to the, Nova Praxis Savage.
Well, at this time, the plan is unless we can get the book sooner, something amazing happens, and I'm not expecting that. We're going to, what I'm doing is I've created characters, and I've basically created the feel using the sci-fi rules.
Right.
And they're pretty close, I think. I need to go back and review them again and tighten them up a little bit.
Yeah, there's going to be some rules differences, of course, because we haven't seen the book. But you're using the setting.
Yeah, I'm using the fluff primarily to create a sci-fi setting to introduce people to Nova Praxis. But if you want the real deal, go see Mike.
This podcast is being recorded on the 14th of May, and we still don't know when the Origins game sign-up is. And it's less than 4 weeks away from the convention.
Yeah.
The 18th is when Gen Con sign-up is. So this will drop after sign-ups has already gone out and all the interesting games will be gone.
And I'm sorry you didn't get what you wanted this year, Roy.
Yeah, well, I'm doing it again. I'm trying to sign up for a Dresden Files game. Probably not going to get it, but we'll see.
Okay. So.
Okay. Doug, take it away.
Hey, okay. So the first thing we need to resolve tonight is Jeff's character. Since Jeff wasn't with us last week.
Sorry.
No problem. We talk bad about you. And since we created characters, Jeff got screwed out of the Phase 2 aspect. In phase two, that's when your path crosses somebody else's path and you get to shape their story somehow.
Okay.
Hang on. Before you go to phase two, tell us who he is.
And what was your phase one story?
Yeah, okay. we don't know anything about it.
The character that I've come up with, his name is Anthony Marconi, or Marcone. I haven't decided yet. His character concept is he is the son of the Don. He is sort of the prince, heir to be to a mafia, a criminal family. His trouble is that he's schizophrenic, and that manifests as the voice of God speaking to him. Now, my phase one was he was forcibly taken, NA, or is it, can we call it that, or is it AN, or NA, the neural deal?
Autofocus?
Autofocus, AF. Mm-hmm. Okay. He was taken to forcibly by some enforcer, he was forced to go by some of his father's thugs, when his father realized that his heir was crazy and had him actually taken and held down and sedated, and then they performed the procedure on him against his will.
Okay, you haven't been amped yet.
That's my phase one stories that are taking me to do that.
They've drugged you there.
I'm in the hospital.
You're in the lobby against your will.
The rest of us are
in a straitjacket?
With a face mask?
I don't think I'm in the lobby. I'm probably in, like, an adjoining room.
Okay.
Every now and then we hear loud
voices. They've arranged a private entrance for you.
Right.
Okay. I'm down with that.
Or they take the kids with measles.
Right.
And I'm assuming that I'm gonna get amped. Right?
Yes.
Okay. And the aspect that I have is alone with my paranoia. And I don't know what that means yet. I couldn't come up with one that I really liked, but alone with my paranoia.
So you got rid of Heavy as the Crown?
Yes.
So how would you play that aspect? Or what are you trying to play with that?
Well, he would rely on the voice to tell him what to do and to help him through situations. And now he doesn't have it. And the question is he paranoid or are people out to get him? Yes, he is. So maybe he is paranoid and thinks there's more people out to get him, which could be compelled. Or I could invoke and say, you know, I'm a little nervous about this whole situation. I want to invoke my paranoia to ask some questions or to push the situation a little further. That makes sense?
And what was the aspect?
Alone with my paranoia. I was trying to work through it. I may change it, but that's kind of what I landed on. And then my other aspect.
It needs to be resolved.
We haven't done that yet, so I gotta cross that one out. Alright, stunts. My primary skill. I went back and forth between contacts and resources, but since the two of my stunts relate to contacts, I decided to go switch that back. My great is contacts. My good are notice and resources. And my fair, deceive, drive, and rapport. And my average are burglary, empathy, and provoke and stealth. Stunts, ear to the ground, money talks, and the weight of reputation.
Okay. Okay, so normally what happens is when we're creating characters, everybody gets a note card. You write down the details of your phase one story. You hand it to the guy to the left, and he interjects himself into the story somehow. And that's how he gets his phase two aspect. We already passed the cards around. And, you know, I looked through the book, and there's absolutely nothing in there about creating a character after the fact.
Yeah, no.
Nothing.
There was, I think I was bringing that in from Dresden when I was remembering.
Absolutely nothing. So I think what we'll do is just let's share our phase one stories, and Jeff can pick one, and two people can pony up on the same story.
The two that jumped out, I mean, Roy, you're playing the homeless guy, right?
Yeah.
And you're playing the nano guy. Okay.
Bill.
Now, Bill could be the person that amps me,
no,
or is...
I'm not involved in that.
Oh, okay. All right. You're not even associated with the amping.
No. You're not amped yet.
Yeah.
Right.
Your phase two story is how you,
impacted
somebody else's phase one story.
Right.
Oh, okay.
I've got a really good idea.
Cause you're the boxer.
Well, what if,
Joe,
you know,
right?
Yeah,
right.
MMA fighter, not a boxer, but the mafia, I assume, is tied into that as well.
I had the same thought.
Okay, so you were maybe tied into my fight, and Jason See, one of my deals is that I caught Jason in the parking garage
that's not
setting
your
a fire.
That's not your story, though. That's his story.
But how about, what's your
let me ask you. You can do that.
What's
maybe
your phase
you
one?
Him.
What's your phase one? Maybe I'll interject myself into your phase one.
My phase one is more or less just my overall background in that I made a fortune. I obtained a lot of fame during the mixed martial arts boom at the turn of the century, and the lifetime of fighting and beatings have pretty much cost me my fortune, my ability to fight, and has left me punch drunk. So my phase one is basically how I got here. It's not really a story. It's kind of a story.
Yeah, okay.
It's the story of,
how did you lose your fortune?
Yeah.
How about they had it all and lost it? How about you know, to get some money back, the family or, my father wanted you to take a dive. You didn't do it. He was going to kill you and I talked him out of it.
Okay.
How is that?
That's fine, but that's not something I would know about.
No, but...
I'm interjecting into yours, though.
Yeah.
Or maybe you own the... Maybe your father owns the Coliseum, and you set the fights, and you were always talking him into a fight you knew he couldn't win.
Or
he's manipulating the fights in the background.
Or how about he was... Clearly he was getting beat into an early grave. One of his people who organized fights.
Promoters.
One of the promoters was going to deny him the ability to go in the ring, and you leaned on him.
Okay.
Which directly contributed to his decline.
Or wasn't I a patient of yours one time? Maybe you got some inside scoop from him.
That's not
I'm punch drunk. I can't win a fight, so I'm like the crippled horse in the horse race.
That's not part of your history, though. That's not part of your phase one.
Okay, well, what's the aspect? I like where Bill's going that,
right.
You know, we're tied in to that, and then somehow I affected you, whether or not you know it.
Okay.
Or
backs the underdog.
Of course, we always built the story and then came up with the aspect.
Yeah.
We could make the aspect and come up with the story, too.
Well, no, but what I kind of like that is that, I backed the underdog, but in the process, it was detrimentally.
Right.
It was to your detriment.
But does your character care?
Sure he cares. Why wouldn't he care?
That's what we're trying to get at.
He does care.
Because that question actually kind of gives a lean to which way you go with your aspect.
Right.
Because if he didn't care, it could be...
I think it bothers him.
Whatever it takes to make a buck.
I think it bothers him. I think he...
Or maybe now it'd be...
bothered by
some things aren't worth the cost.
Oh, that's good.
I mean, it could be phrased better than that, but...
I don't know. Mafia would mean to me, why would you care if it didn't affect your...
Well, no, I mean, you're born into it.
You watched The Godfather?
Well, can you... Yeah, I mean, it's...
There's caring and then there's not caring, and you can do both.
I mean, we'll see where the arc goes. I mean, I don't want to pre-plan anything, but, you know...
Sometimes the price is too high.
Okay, but how do you play that?
Well, you could... I mean, that's easily invoked against him, or compelled against him.
Well, you could
invoke it.
Because I've got a bunch of resources. And if I go to buy something, you and Doug says, no, in this case, you think that this money is not the only currency, or money is not the only thing of value. Maybe where I'm going to do something, we can work on the phrasing here, but where I'm going to buy my way out of a jam, and then Doug compels me and says, no, because of this, You think the price is too high here. You can't buy your way out of it. But what's the upside though? What's the good way it could be used?
Well, okay. Going back to your resources though, maybe your aspect is it's not always about the money. So maybe to get out of something, you don't necessarily have to buy your way out of it. Maybe you have people. I can get what do you need?
Or
I can
favors.
Get something done for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's more to life than money.
Could be, yeah.
Anybody else?
Not very mafia-ish.
Again, I know. It's the conflict. Hence the conflict.
He's also paranoid and schizophrenic. That really doesn't scream mafia either.
No.
But I guess what it gets down to is what do you want to get out of
the, you could actually make it directly about him. What's your character's name?
Fast Jack.
Fast Jack. You could make it, I owe Fast Jack a debt I can never repay. Because you made money off of making sure he ended up punch drunk and homeless.
I'm not homeless. I'm homeless.
Don't get defensive, man.
Come on. No, man.
I can usually find a place, so it's not a problem.
But I'm wondering, well, I guess I could do...
Because
I guess
more specific. It doesn't have to be a large overachieving. I mean, some of the examples of the characters that they have in the book are directly about either NPCs or PCs.
Yeah.
You could make it as narrowed as focusing on Ramirez, and then in one of the milestones, you could change it to something else like you paid the debt.
How about I owe Fast Jack a debt that can't be paid with money?
Ooh, that's nice.
How would you invoke that to your benefit?
Because
I see how I can screw you with that. How are you going to use it?
Okay, Fast Jack is, let's assume there's a combat,
mm-hmm.
and Fast Jack is quickly losing it, and the Don's son jumps in the way and takes the blow.
Okay.
So he can invoke it
to give Fast Jack an advantage in the fight.
Yeah.
Or to help myself because I'm protecting him.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm down with that.
Okay. I owe Fast Jack a debt I can't pay with money.
So is our history spotted? Do we like each other? Or is, you know,
I think it's a business relationship. I mean, as far as you know, it's a business relationship.
So
you might not have either.
Are we going to say that I took a few falls for you because you told me to?
Do you want to?
Well, it's up to you.
I don't know. I'm
okay with that.
Always the Boy Scout.
Then I would say no.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say you've never taken an intentional fall.
Okay.
It would seem to me that the relationship was that he allowed you to keep fighting, which is what you wanted.
However.
But it wasn't good for you.
Okay.
Yeah, and if it came out in the story, maybe there becomes a story point where taking a fall is a big damn deal for you, and that becomes a story point later on. But I would say at this point, you know, keep it pretty straightforward. This is what my guy's about, and then because eventually when you turn one of those aspects on yourself, kind of like going against a belief and burning wheel, I think it's more poignant.
I just wanted a starting point of how I respond to you initially.
I would think you definitely know him. He's the guy who arranges your fights. He's the guy that owns the arena, or the son of the guy that owns the arena. And so you have some respect for him because I think he's important, even if you don't know how he's important.
Well, I think he knows who I am, and we're just sort of like nodding acquaintance almost, you know, that kind of thing. Like, you know, he'd come in and I'd be standing there and somebody would pay him the money, a good fight.
Right.
But I don't know if he's got family. I don't know anything about him.
You were nice to him, but you don't really know each other.
Right.
You're right.
Right. Other than I know what his situation is and that we made a lot of money off of him.
So a guy you respect, a guy that's connected, guy that owns, that manages, runs the fights or whatever, but beyond that, you really don't know him.
Oh, my father is Eddie the Hatchet Marcone.
Okay. The Hatchet.
The Hatchet. Yeah, he's well known for
chopping down trees?
Yes.
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 He's quite the arborist.
Doug, I was looking at my my aspect for phase one, holes in my pockets.
Yes.
I want to change that a little bit.
Okay.
Because the way I was saying the character is that he's always got a little cash, very little,
mm-hmm.
never enough. Okay. So if he needs a place to stay, he might be able to get into like the Motel Louisville or enough cash to ride the bus all night. Never enough to get a decent place to stay.
Right.
So I was looking at always some, never enough.
Okay.
That way I can use that if I need to make a kind of a resource roll or anything to mm-hmm. get something, I can, but it's never going to be the right thing. It's never going to be the good thing. It's always going to be, you know, POS.
A rock to lay my head on.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm not laughing about homeless. That's terrible.
So, Jeff.
Yeah.
You said you weren't all that happy with your first
mm-hmm.
pushing around words, I couldn't find anything I liked either until maybe abandoned to my paranoia. That you feel that the voices were helping you.
Yeah, I like that. Because it colors it instead of just saying alone with my paranoia.
What was that again?
Abandoned to my paranoia.
Ooh. Yeah.
All right. Thank you. All right. I think I'm, am I ready? What are the setting aspects?
Do we
never decided on setting aspects?
Nope.
Not yet.
Okay.
We didn't do the typical world creation.
Okay. So, Doug.
Okay.
Spin your web of plot.
You ready for the magic? That's what you're saying?
Yes, okay. We're ready for the magic. Okay. Bring the magic, Doug. Bring it.
How long are we doing the podcast? We haven't seen magic yet.
It's in one of my pockets somewhere. Okay. So it is, do you guys remember the intro story? Do I need to read it again?
Is that the intro story that you
emailed you?
Yeah, did you email that out? I mean, did you read it before anyway?
Yeah.
I read it before we created characters.
Oh, okay. No, I don't.
Okay, so
I heard it a couple times.
It's the most important part of it is it's 2024 and you guys are at the Gray Institute to get amped, and you're there for various reasons. But you've all volunteered. Or been pushed.
I was volunteered.
You all have or were volunteered.
This is free, right? This is free, right?
Right.
Right. Okay.
To take part in the study to get a next generation auto neurofocus or neural autofocus. So, you all start arriving. It's surgery day. You start arriving to the clinic. Tom.
Yeah.
Give me a burglary roll.
Okay. Nice. That would be a 5. That's a 1 on the roll, and burglary is my best skill plus 4, so it's a 5.
Okay. As you're walking up Yeah, that's good. As you're walking up to the building.
Oh, can I ask what your trouble is?
Oh,
I think I know what everybody else is. I never heard yours.
The trouble is my legs don't work. I got hit in the head or something that's caused me to become so crippled with vertigo that I could barely walk with a cane, let alone run.
Ouch. So, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so you got some spin on that one. So as you're walking to the building, old habits die hard for you.
Oh, absolutely.
And you look up and you see that there's a surveillance camera on the door.
Is it bolted down?
Yeah, it's up above where you can't reach it. But what strikes your fancy about it, what draws your attention to it, is that this is a really new building,
mm-hmm.
You know, like built in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
But you notice that camera system is really old. In fact, you know that other than the government, most places don't even use it anymore. It's on a closed circuit TV. It doesn't have any kind of digital recording capabilities. That there's probably somewhere some guy in the back who's sitting in front of the monitor watching the feed.
These guys are cheaper than me.
Yeah. Okay, so you
go in. So you said the feed is not recorded?
The feed is not recorded.
You don't know that.
Yeah, but you didn't write it down, so you're going to forget. So I want to be able to remind you later.
Good point.
As a player.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Okay.
So, do you go in?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So you go in.
Got my cane.
You walk into a lobby. There's probably 15, 18 other people already sitting in there waiting. You see one little nurse's station. One little, like, triage where you come in and you sign in, fill out all the paperwork and whatever.
They got snacks?
Yeah, there's a coffee and whatever over in the corner.
Cookies?
Cookies, sure.
I take all the cookies. I'll start putting them in my pockets.
Okay.
One.
You walk over.
Off a cookie.
You walk over straight to the cookies and, start shoveling them in your pockets.
Yeah.
And, a little girl comes over in a white nurse's smock, And she says,
hi, darling.
Mr. Dooley? Are you Mr. Dooley?
Yeah, yes I am.
Oh,
yeah.
I got some paperwork I need you to fill out here.
Oh, okay.
And she hands you the clipboard with the pencil stuck in it kind of thing.
I take
it. How many inches of paperwork is it?
It's like, a good 3/4 inch. Okay. Yeah, easily.
I got enough cookies to last me an hour.
Okay. So you sit down and you notice that everybody in there is filling out paperwork.
Okay.
And looking around the room, you see Fast Jack, over on one side of the room. You see a well-dressed guy with glasses who looks like some kind of professor on the other side of the room.
Uh-huh.
Who you may or may not remember.
Dr. Bus.
Yeah.
I remember Dr. Bus.
Dr. Bus. a lot of people, no idea who they are. So time passes, she comes back, she gets your paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
After a while, individually, the door opens up in the waiting area and your name gets called. And you go back into the back and you meet with a doctor. And, he explains the procedure to you about what's gonna happen. And, he asks you if you have any questions. So, let's start with Tom. Tom, do you have any questions?
Is this going to cost me anything, Doc?
Of course not. No, this is all free. You volunteered for this study, and you're going to get free medical follow-ups on this. We're going to do a complete blood workup on you, and no cost to you whatsoever.
Are they going to do any drug testing?
No. We're going to check your blood, certainly, but we're not screening it specifically for drugs, if that's what you're concerned about.
No, I'm not concerned. I just, just wanted to make sure I'm clean. You know, I had a poppy seed the other day. I'm a little nervous.
Did you get the paperwork in the lobby?
Yeah.
Did you sign it?
There's about 3 years of worth, yeah.
Did you sign the last page?
Yeah.
Okay, great. We got nothing to worry about.
Okay, Doc.
Okay.
Is it going to hurt?
No, you'll be out for the whole thing. Surgery will take about 2 hours.
It's going to hurt after surgery, Doc.
It's not too bad. You might have a slight headache. It'll go away pretty soon.
Okay.
So
let's get this going, Doc.
They get a robe out of they open up the cabinet with all the robes in it, and he takes out a robe that opens in the back.
Oh.
And a plastic bag. He says, "Put all your items in here," and they've already written your name on it. He says, "You'll get this back after the surgery."
Okay.
In recovery.
Okay.
Go ahead and take off all your clothes and put them in the bag and put on the gown, and somebody will come get you.
Okay. Bye. Get undressed, put all my clothes in there, and the nurse picks it up. There's like cookie crumbs all to the bottom.
Put all the cookies in the bag too.
Oh yeah,
the cookies left.
No, yeah, I don't think they're gonna let me eat during the surgery.
No.
So.
No.
Absolutely.
Okay. And they eventually come and get you, and they take you in the back. You meet a really nice anesthesiologist who asks you to count backwards from 10, and by 8, black, world's gone. Unconscious.
Okay.
Basil.
Yes.
Basil.
They lead you in the back. You meet with the doctor. He gives you the same spiel. You have any questions for the doctor?
Oh, yes. The neural recursion index, have you gotten it any below 0.3?
Oh, absolutely. Actually, this is even lower than that. I mean, this is the next gen. It's way better than the old ones.
Oh, excellent. Very well.
Neural recursion.
It's pretty good.
That is pretty good.
It's pretty good.
It's not cookie good, but it's pretty good.
Okay. So, same thing. Hands you the plastic bag, the robe. You get let off after a while. Jackson Ramirez, you get led into the back. Same spiel. Any questions for the doctor?
Doc, will this hurt in any way?
You'll be sedated for the whole procedure, so you won't feel anything of the surgery. In recovery, you might have a slight headache. It's managed pretty well with, some non-narcotic pain relievers. A couple days, you'll be fine.
In your opinion, will I be able to fight again?
Well, the autofocus won't prevent you from fighting, certainly. I mean, your physical prowess aside, this wouldn't be a reason why you couldn't fight again.
So this won't mess me up later if I get in a fight.
Absolutely not.
I can't damage the implant if I take a left hook to the head.
Well, there's a slight maintenance port that'll stick out of your temple. And so certainly, a sharp blow to it could damage it, but in a boxing match with gloves on, you'd be fine.
All right. Well, let's get it on.
Okay. Get you the robe, hand you the bag, send you on the way. Anthony. So the doctor comes in.
I'm drooling a little bit.
I'd assume there's two made men standing next to you.
In suits. They
in
look,
suits,
yes.
Right?
Yes. And they,
dark glasses.
And they go, side. And they go, as we requested, as the boss requested this paperwork, these formalities, we're going to waive those, right, Doc?
Absolutely, sir. We don't even need this stuff. Everything's fine.
Yeah. He was very nervous about coming here today. So, you know, He took some sedatives to calm his nerves.
We're going to need to know what you gave him.
I'm not supposed to be here.
It was some barbiturates.
I got it written down.
Yeah, you got it.
Here's the bottle.
I got it. Yeah, here's the baggie. Here's a cup. There's a couple left. We didn't need to use all. He didn't take all of them.
You'll find that it's a perfectly legal prescription.
Right.
Right. Oh, and by the way, while we're here, here's the donation to your facility that was promised.
Oh, thank you. We'll take care of that. Everything's under control here.
In the Halliburton attaché.
Yes. There's a thunk, thunk.
So they bring in some nurses to help Anthony change out of his clothes.
You're pretty.
Put all of his stuff in the bag and get him into the robe and wheel him into the back.
I'm not supposed to be. Yeah.
Okay, so everybody, let's make physical rolls to see what order we wake up in.
Physique,
yes, physique.
Okay. Is that a skill?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I don't have any. I don't have anything in physique.
You don't have a modifier.
Plus zero, then.
Yeah. Ooh. I'll never roll that good again.
Two.
One.
Four.
Okay. So, Dr. Salt starts waking up first. You first become aware because you hear a solid monotone somewhere in the room you're in.
Somebody flatlined.
Somebody just, and you wake up and it's really annoying to you when you wake up. And it's weird because normally when you wake up because of your narcolepsy, you don't feel refreshed at all. But when you wake up, you feel like you've had the best sleep you've ever had. You feel sharp and focused. And so now that you have the implant, you have a new aspect, which we can negotiate on how you want to phrase this, but instead of having narcolepsy, now you are, you feel like you're always focused, you're always alert,
manic in the best way possible.
Manic in the best way possible.
I don't know.
Have you never had a manic episode?
You've never had a manic episode.
Pretty good.
That's kind of good, yeah.
Doug's the most even keel person I know on the planet.
They come highly recommended.
Okay, I'll think about it.
Okay, you think about it. But the neural autofocus has turned your narcolepsy around into a positive for you. So right. Think along those aspects.
So where is this hum coming from?
You sit up and you look around and you're in a... you're in a recovery room. You see beds all around you, people lying in beds. You hear the hum coming from one of the monitors across the room. In the center, you see a nurse's station, but you don't see nurses anywhere. You don't see anybody.
Oh.
At all. so you kind of sit up in bed, and at the foot of your bed...
This is very walking dead,
you see,
dude.
You see the plastic baggie with your name written on it.
Mm-hmm.
One.
Probably Jack before me because he's physically fit.
Sure, we'll go with Jack. Athletics is probably a good second choice. Okay, so Jackson, you wake up. You hear the monotone beep going off in the background. You see Basil standing up, looking around.
Getting dressed.
Getting dressed. Absolutely getting dressed. When you wake up, your mind is sharp and focused. So before, where you were punch drunk and everything to be in slow motion, now...
I can see the Matrix.
Yeah, you see the Matrix. Now instead, you... I mean, you have perfect focus. So aspect, however you want to word that, we can work on that.
Okay.
You hear the tone, you see Basil. And you see other people starting to move around a little bit. Everybody else kind of starting to wake up a little.
And of course I can think of one for you, but not for me.
What do you got, Bill?
1 second ahead.
That's good. You like that?
Oh, okay. Is that our third? Are we gonna, or is that gonna replace?
That replaces
our
as long
trouble.
As your autofocus is active, your trouble is turned around into whatever we come up with.
Okay, so it's punch drunk slash.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I'll take 1 second ahead.
1 second ahead. Okay. All right. So what do you do?
I see the doc. I recognize him because he tried to treat me at one time, and I instantly recognize him in a flash. And I'm like, "Oh, hey, doc!" And I walk across the room and I shake his hand. I'm like,
"Nice. He's not slow anymore."
Yeah, it's good to see you here. You know, I feel like $1 million bucks. How you feel?
Quite well, actually.
Nice. Yeah, these are great.
Okay.
So I start kind of throwing some punches in the air, like, you know, I'm ready to go for a run type thing.
Yeah, before where you might have been a little shaky.
Yeah, yeah.
Now your hands are rock steady.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Okay, a few minutes later, Anthony, you start waking up.
Hey, Hova, hey!
You hear monotone in the background. You see a couple guys walking around. Room's a little dim. You're hooked up to some monitors. You see your stuff at the foot of the bed.
I look around to see if there are any thugs.
You don't see any thugs. Force.
I grab the bag. I stand up, throw my pants on.
You start getting dressed.
I start getting dressed.
Okay.
And I'm like, and I look at the doctor and Fast Jack, and I go, "You're Fast Jack."
Oh, hey. Hey, Anthony.
Where the hell am I?
Well, we just got amped.
We got what?
Yeah, we got this doohickey put into our brains and make us better.
You when he says got amped, you see a port in the side of his head, and it's kind of like the skin around it's a little reddish.
Yeah.
And you look around, and you see everybody around you's got one.
I grab the first reflective
surface
I can find. Mm-hmm. And
there's a bedpan next to your bed. It's clean.
They're
what?
Not metal anymore.
Sure they are. Shut up.
This is a government facility. Of course they are.
I start yelling for a doctor.
Okay. You start yelling. And, Tom.
Now, I don't know what this means though for mine.
Oh, I got a great idea. We're going to get to this in a second.
Okay.
We'll still negotiate on what you want it to be, but I got a great idea for this.
The voices are quiet.
No, I
think I have one for me.
Okay. What do you got?
Fresh as a daisy?
Fresh as a daisy. That's good. That's good.
You've been laying in that bed for a while. You are definitely not fresh as a daisy.
Ripe.
But more
let me take
fact,
a shower.
It's always like I got a good night's sleep. I'm not.
Fresh as a daisy?
I'm sharp. I'm crisp. I'm fresh as a daisy.
Yes, you are always.
I'm willing.
Ripe as a banana?
You are always alert. So fatigue never seems to bother you. Doesn't matter how much sleep or how little sleep you got. When you're awake, you're awake.
Okay. Well, what's...
Okay, so, Tom, you wake up sometime later. You hear a guy shouting, "Doctor, doctor, doctor." You hear the monotone off in the distance.
Okay.
You wake up. You see your clothes in a bag. You're hooked up to monitors. You see some people getting dressed around you.
I sit up on the edge of the bed and start to hop down, and everything's completely still. Like, it hasn't been in my head for a long time.
Absolutely.
And it throws me off. And just before I fall down, I just kind of, my legs kind of gather up underneath me, and I almost do like a little plie right there. You know, I just kind of, just.
Like you just came quick, off.
Yeah.
Just off the pommel horse.
Yeah. And stick the landing, and I'm just going, whoa.
You have cat-like reflexes.
I like that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, good. We'll go with that.
I'm just going to put that as a slash to my trouble aspect. So
that's what I did.
That's what it is. Okay. Right. As long as your autofocus is working, you don't have the trouble. You have cat-like reflexes.
You know, every time you say that, as long as it's working, I hear the dun-dun-dun.
Dun-dun-dun. Well, it could happen. I don't know. We'll have to see. You never know.
What was that movie with where all the people woke up? Awakenings. That's what this is. We're all going to go back to our catatonic states here soon.
Oh, that was a sad movie.
Yeah.
Monotone off in the corner, guy screaming for a doctor. You, what do you do? Tom, what do you do?
I open the bag and eat a cookie.
Okay.
And pull my pants out and shake the crumbs out of them. But this, I've still got my little like rope.
Oh, yeah. On you. Open in
it,
the back.
You know, I turn it around. But it's cleaner than my old shirt.
Sure.
So I'm just going to wear this.
Okay. So you put on the pants and you're just going to keep the medical rope.
Yeah, I turn the medical rope around.
Right.
Tie it in front.
Now. Right, right.
Yeah.
Like a...
I don't want to look like a complete idiot.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so looking around, you see the room's dimly lit. You see the 20-something beds in the room. Draws your attention over to the side. You see from the tone now... you see a woman laying there, and her head is still cut open, and you can see that there's no nub sticking out of it.
Jeez. Okay. I quietly walk over there and kind of nonchalantly see if she's alive.
Okay.
You know, I don't want to, I'm trying not to draw attention to myself.
Okay. Walk over to the woman. How do you see if she's still alive?
I put my hand on her throat, try to check for a pulse.
Okay. When you reach out and touch her,
uh-huh.
She feels weirdly cold.
Oh, man.
And then you look up at the monitor and you see the little heart.
Uh-huh.
And next to that it says zero. And then there's this flat line in front of it.
And she looks like she was a patient.
Oh, yeah. She's wearing a robe.
Now, we all connected, and it was beep, 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 and
oh, yeah.
She's the only one that's...
She's the only one that's
not connected.
Hey,
yeah, we all had, like, the little sticky things on
yeah,
us.
Yeah, you woke up, and you had IV and heart monitor on. And...
Little plat. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll wave at him and say, he's a doctor, and I point at the doc.
I don't know what you can do with her, but, you know, go right ahead, doc.
As I don't, and I'll say, look, take it from me. You're better off not touching her. Let's get out of here. Let's find us a doctor. Don't get involved.
I go over to the nurse's station and see what I can find.
Okay. You, Basil walks over to the nurse's station, and when you walk up on it, you notice instantly it's been turned over. And there are, patient files just spewing over the floor. Somebody was looking for something in here. And you can tell that whatever it was, they were trying to get it in a hurry.
I start looking to see if my files are
yeah,
there.
I do too.
Okay. Takes you a few minutes. You go through the files, but you find yours.
Okay.
Yeah.
I pick it up and I...
So we have...
I take it with me.
Okay.
We have... I want to figure out what was taken.
Okay. How do you want to do that?
Well, we have... 20-odd patients. We have so many files. Was a file taken?
Okay. You count through the files, and you count the people laying out there, and you think there's a file for everybody laying there.
How many other people in
including,
here?
Including the dead woman?
Yeah. You spend some time flipping through it. You find the pictures, and you find a picture of her. Yeah. What did you say, Ray?
How many people are dead?
Everybody else is waking up. They're kind of like wondering what's going on, where everybody is. They're getting dressed. So far, just that one woman.
I'm getting the hell out of here.
And when you haven't really looked at the body, but you're standing there looking at it.
Yeah.
From you, you kind of think that it looks like they just didn't finish the surgery.
I go to the door to leave. I got my file. I've got my ties just sort of hanging down. I throw my coat on. I was like, I'm getting the hell out of here.
Okay. Hold that. Basil, give me a, you're still at the nurse's station. You're going through the files. Give me a notice roll.
Notice?
Notice.
Okay. How's a two come out?
Okay. You see, you know, the drawers are all pulled out, like, you know, it's all been rifled through. And one of the corner of the drawer, like in the slide, you see there's a torn piece of paper that's kind of like bluish, like, you know, like drafting paper, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. Like a corner of it ripped off, hanging out of the drawer.
Well, I examine it.
Okay. When you look at the paper, you notice instantly that it's engineering plans for something. And, you've got maybe an eighth of it in the corner. And the corner that you still have is the engineering block where they write in who designed it and blah, blah, blah. And, stamped over it, it reads, property, U.S. Army.
Mm-hmm.
And, the block itself, refers to, the, neural autofocus Mark II. And the, design engineer's name on it is, Jim Howard.
Okay.
And it's torn, so it looks like it got caught. Like when somebody's pulling the file,
somebody grabbed the blueprints and they left, and the corner got left behind.
You got it. Right. Ripped in the slide.
Okay. Well, I pocket that.
Okay. So you're dressed.
Tom's, yeah. Mostly dressed
and looking for my file, hopefully.
Yeah. Well, I'm heading to the door, okay. And they took my phone, so I don't have my phone on me.
Right.
Or whatever they use in 2024.
Is everyone awake? I mean, are all the other people waking up too?
There's actually still a few people that are still, maybe two or three people that are still asleep.
Men?
Men, women.
Any of them my size?
Yeah, actually, you see a guy your size.
I'm gonna steal his bag.
Okay, you go steal his bag.
Stealth roll. I don't want them to see me steal his bag.
You don't want anybody else to see it?
Yeah.
Okay, let's make a stealth roll.
I would like to try and see him and possibly stop him.
Okay.
Because I am always the Boy Scout, Doug.
All right. What'd you get?
That would be a one on...
Cha-ching.
Now, what did he get a fate point for?
Well, no, he doesn't... Doesn't it, when he rolls his opposed roll, doesn't he have to spend to invoke his own aspect?
Yeah.
Instead of getting one? I think he only gets one when you... Compel him.
Yeah.
That's true.
So
you can't give him for just doing something cool. Huh?
Well, but you can after the fact compel. No, like, I do this and it turns out you're really compelling yourself.
If he wants to actually add to it, he pays it. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, this is just, opposition roll.
So, Tom's roll, he got, a minus one and the skill is a plus three. So right now I'm at a two.
At a two.
I tried to according going the way they have it in the book, it's they say you make your statement and with ellipses. So well, I casually walk over and appropriate the nearest fellow's clothes.
I wanna invoke or compel myself.
You don't have to compel yourself.
I don't have to, but I can. What I wanna do is don't look at me like that, just shut up and listen. I wanna get out of here. I want some muscle. As he's watching, I pull some money, I go, Jack, you want to make some money? Come with me. And I want to give him a minus two with money talks.
You should wait until he rolls though.
Yeah.
Go ahead, but I still want to.
Okay, hold that. We'll do that.
I still want to, go ahead.
I don't know if the rules support that anymore. Things have now gone to where it's pretty much, you just give plus twos. It's a plus two to something, plus two to this, plus two to that.
It could be, you would be giving him a plus two.
Yeah. Oh, well, then I would give give Roy a plus two. Go ahead, roll. Roll your dice. Joe.
Okay, I'm gonna use a stunt.
Okay, what's
and
the stunt?
It's called Body Language Reader.
Yes.
And I can use notice in place of empathy to learn the aspect of a target through observation. So that doesn't really make sense because I'm not revealing any aspects of Roy. So that's
right. You're just trying to see what he's doing, which would be just
notice.
Just
normal notice.
Okay. Hold on a second. I'm trying to steal, so that would be a burglary roll. I've got a three right now.
Okay.
Oh, crap. That's terrible. That's a zero, but I will spend always the Boy Scout.
Okay.
To reroll.
What do you have, a three?
I've got a three right now.
Okay. So the plus two is not going to do it.
So you'd have to use it for a reroll.
Okay.
Okay, so that's a plus one, plus my notice is a three.
Three. Okay, so you tie.
I want to get in the way. I mean, I was going to do this anyway. I was going to make him the offer. So as he's watching Tom's, he's like, what's he getting into? I step right between the two and I go, you want to make some money? Let's get out of here.
Okay. So you're going to give Tom the plus two.
Right.
All right.
Money talks. Well, I'm using. Sorry. Money talks is a stunt. Sorry.
Blue son of the Don. You throw money around to get your way all the time. I go with that.
What's your high concept?
Son of the Don.
Son of the Don.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
That's an aspect.
What does the stunt do?
The stunt, I can use this, and I can use money talks instead of
resources in place of rapport.
Yeah.
So you can flash cash to get people to do what he wants.
Yeah. So I'm as the son of Don. Hey, Jack, come on, you want to make some money? Let's get out of here. Come on, I need. Let's go.
Okay. You grab the clothes.
Yep.
Nobody seems to be paying attention to you.
Cool.
You tell him, hey, let's get out of here. Just after you say, hey, let's get out of here, you hear a little voice in your head say, they're coming.
Oh, so I've got some sort of mild telepathy or...
spider senses, I don't know, whatever you want to call it.
Oh, spider senses, okay, yeah.
As opposed to your other voices, this one actually sounds sane.
Sane, right. Yeah.
And that was sort of where I was going to go. I was going to think some sort of ESP, but that works too. So I've got some sort of sixth sense.
Sixth sense. Yeah, we'll go with that. Danger sense. I don't know.
We don't want to confuse that with the actual stunt. Okay.
Oh, that is
there's a stunt. Danger
yeah,
sense?
There's a danger
yeah.
sense.
All right, we'll just call it sixth sense, spider sense. So,
that would be it exactly. My spider senses are tingling.
That's right. I go.
And
that's,
just at that time.
That's not God. Well, wait a minute. Can I do something with that? I mean, it.
Yeah, you do. That goes back to your, ear to the ground.
No, ear to the ground, I think, is more,
mm-hmm. You can use contacts in place of notice because you get a warning when something's about to happen. You know it's coming.
Right, but I think that has to do with
being
told by somebody, being told by a contact.
Right.
Oh. Oh, okay. I got it. So it's somebody's actually talking to me.
You hear a voice in your head that says, they're
and
coming.
It's, and it's completely different. But I'm not, that doesn't freak me out because I'm used to the voice in my head.
Right.
It just sounds different.
It's a new one.
Oh,
and it's saying,
God's got a cold. So, no, I go, we got to hide. And I'll grab, I just grab gently because I don't want to get punched. but I'll say, we got to hide. Somebody's coming. And I'll go, I want to go over and hide behind the desk.
Okay. For the room, we're going to say that it's dimly lit.
Okay.
We're going to say there are beds everywhere.
Well, I'll go under a bed.
Yeah. We'll say there is the, it has a nurse's station, so that's another place you could hide around.
Yeah, well, it occurs to me with all the files laying around.
Oh, yeah, floor covered in files. We'll go with that, too.
Yeah, somebody may come back looking for the floors covered in, so I'm going to get under the, I'm going to hide under
hide under a bed.
Hide under the bed.
Okay. So, you duck under a bed, and it just as soon as you get under the bed, the,
should I roll stealth?
No, you're okay. Under the bed. The, double doors at one end of the room kick open, and the doors, the single door, at the other end of the room comes open. And, guys come in dressed in black,
Told you.
She listened to him. They come in dressed in black. They all kind of look roughly the same, crew cuts, black. They're not really wearing uniforms, though, although they are wearing a uniform because they're all dressed the
no
same.
No badges.
Yeah, no badges, no insignia, nothing like that.
Right.
Everybody, let's give me a notice roll, and let's make this one... let's call this fair. So beat a two.
Ugh. Oh my.
Three.
I net a two.
Okay.
Four.
Okay.
But can I add two with
one.
My sixth sense? Where the voice tells me what I missed? What, or where some, the voice in my head tells me.
Okay.
What you wanted to tell us. Not with a raise or anything, but now I got a two. Or not with a.
You had a two, now you got a four.
I had a two, I was tied, so now I got a four.
Now you got a four.
Cause I had to beat the two.
Right.
So it's not spin, but it's a.
Right.
Success.
No.
It's a shift.
I think three's a shift,
two
right?
Shifts.
No.
There is no spin.
Yeah. It's style now. Three shifts is style.
Okay.
You do it with style.
You do it with style. Okay.
Succeed with style.
Right.
Okay,
with
but I didn't do that. I think I just succeeded, right?
You succeed, right. Okay. You three notice that...
Morpheus is talking to me.
When the two guys in front of you come in through the door, you notice that on the inside of their hand, as they're walking in, you catch a glimpse of their palm, and they both have the same identical tattoo. Basil, with your four, you got a four too, right?
I got a four, yes.
You got a four. Okay. So, Basil and Anthony with your fours, you can see that it's, a capital E and a capital M. And it's kind of stylized. And the two guys have the identical tattoo. You can see that it's a tattoo in their hand. You guys can see.
Well, I don't want to get too broad with what this sixth sense can do. I don't think, but fine.
It's not doing anything. It added to your role.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Yeah, I'm not telling you what it is. I'm just saying you can see clearly it's an E and an M.
Okay.
The voice, if you wanted to put flavor to it, the voice said, look at the hand.
Fair enough.
And the guys, the jackbooted thugs walk in the door and they yell, everybody on the ground. Now.
Already there, sir.
Sorry, I don't say that.
Now, is the EM, is it Greek or is it English?
The font that it's written in, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, it definitely looks English, Roman, okay. not Greek letters.
Okay.
Or did you mean Greek as in, I didn't understand what it is at all? Or?
No, I meant Greek as in the alphabet Greek.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And they yell, get on the floor, now!
I'm already there. I'm hiding.
Right,
so
you're hiding.
I don't know why you're looking at me.
We have three other people. Tom, what are you doing?
I'll move to the greatest density of people and go down on the floor with them.
Okay, so you move to the herd and get on the floor.
Yeah.
Okay, Basil, what are you doing?
I will avail myself of the hiding.
Okay.
I'm feeling good. I'll go towards the nearest one and say, what's going on? Who are you people?
Okay, so you walk up to the one who's yelling at you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, they haven't flashed a piece or anything, right?
No.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I get up in his face and I say, what's the deal? What's the meaning of this? We just woke up.
Yeah, we invoke the Boy Scout thing in him.
Okay.
Or compel the Boy Scout.
So you move up to the thug and he says, all you dirty amps, you're coming with us. It's that thing in your head. It's not right. All of you, you're coming with us. You, get on the ground.
I'm not going anywhere with you.
Okay.
Then I put up my dukes.
He reaches under his jacket and he pulls out like a billy bat, like a little nightstick. He says, you need to get on the ground now.
Why are you looking at me?
I don't know. Should I hit this guy?
Conflict.
I'll give you one of these if you do. I'll compel you. What do you have? You're a MMA fighter?
He's a retired MMA fighter.
You could totally take this dude. I'm gonna get, I'll compel him to do it.
Let's see what he wants to do.
Yeah, I'll punch him. Okay. Just right in the face.
Alright.
Now I'm out, so somebody can compel me.
Okay, you punch him. So we'll go to conflict. So, first thing we need to do is figure out the order everybody's gonna go in. So let's roll. Is it?
Well, it depends on what kind of conflict it is, and it sounds like this one's most likely athletics. And so you don't have to miss
fighting.
Well, athletics or rolling or fighting. Fighting, maybe, yeah.
Is it going to be an extended conflict, or is it just going to, yeah.
Well, there's three of them and a herd of you. So it's physical to figure out the order, physique to figure out the order we're going.
Well, you can use anyone that seems appropriate. And so in this case, it could be fight. It could be athletics. It could be physique.
Well, let's go with physique.
It's probably not stealth.
Yeah, let's go with physique.
So we just do a physique roll for a sort of initiative
right.
round.
Okay.
Five.
Okay.
Jeff.
Oh, sorry. What am I rolling?
Physique.
That'd be a minus one.
Okay.
Me also.
Minus one?
Minus two.
Minus two. Okay. Joe, you first. What does Jackson do?
Thump on the head.
He takes a swing. He pops him square in the jaw.
Okay. So you're going to
right hook.
Roll fighting and punch him in the face.
Take that stick away from him. Shove it up his beep.
You can say whatever you want. I can beep it later.
I know.
You should beep the beep.
I should.
Okay. That's a four.
Four, okay.
And opposed.
He's going to defend with his athletics.
Ooh.
So that is a three.
So you succeed.
So one so shift in my
You succeed
favor.
With one shift, right. You send him staggering.
Is this like what do you call him, a boost? Is it a boost
no.
with one shift?
No.
No.
Boost is like the one aspect that you can compel once, right?
Right. 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 You hit
how
him.
How many do you have to get to get the boost?
That's in a different kind of.
That's when you make a,
boost is mentioned only once in the Fate book.
That's when you create an advantage.
Okay.
If you go to create an advantage and you tie, you get a boost. If you, succeed, you get, you get to put an aspect on it.
Mm-hmm.
If you succeed with style, you get to put an aspect on it. You can invoke twice.
Okay.
Succeed, you get to invoke it once for free. Succeed with style, you get to invoke it twice for free. A boost, you can invoke once and it's gone. So if you were trying to knock him down, but instead you just tied.
So how much does
the boost might be? He's off balance.
How many shifts has he had before you're forced to put a consequence on him?
Well, these mooks have one consequence box. Or one stress box, sorry.
So okay. Did I just fill it?
Yep.
Hold on.
Yeah, I mean, that's my question. I mean,
that's mine.
Yeah. I didn't bring mine.
You didn't bring your fate book?
I didn't bring my fate book.
Aren't you running the game?
I don't need a book. Roy's got one.
But now I don't have one.
Well, I know. You gotta wait a second.
I feel inadequate.
So they have one box?
I think so.
And that's a one shift hit, so that fills the box, but he'd still be up.
I mean, he could take a consequence instead, though.
Does
right?
Does he have a consequence though?
I don't know. I mean, he said he staggered.
I don't know how.
Yeah.
There's a 270. There's a section on like generic mooks. How to define a mook.
214.
Nameless NPCs.
Yeah, there we go. That's it. Page 215. That's what I was thinking of.
If they're average, one shift is enough to take them out.
Right. Fair. These are fair. So two shifts enough to take them out. So you hit him solid. You knock him back a little bit. You've consumed a stress box.
I think I can modify this, right? Mm-hmm. If I can come up with something that fits.
Yeah.
Well, I can make you better, stronger, faster. The amp in his head has reactivated the surgery I did on him in the past.
Okay.
What, Jeff? Plus two.
I would also suggest, I don't, because I threw my last chip at Joe here, but if somebody wanted to invoke the files on the floor, maybe he slips and hits his head. But I think you've already done enough damage to knock him out, right?
Yeah.
At this point?
Okay. You get two more mooks, so that's good for the next one.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
And you can.
I need chips, though.
Okay, so.
I need fate chips. I need fate points. I'm out.
The mook steps up on you. You hit him and you stagger him pretty good. He steps up on you with a bat and he goes to hit you in the head with it.
You could compel, make him slip if you need to.
It's an opposed roll. What are you going to use to defend?
Fighting?
Yes. You can use the fighting to defend. Yeah. Yeah.
So how many people do we have fighting us?
Three.
Two now.
Well, this guy's not taken out yet.
I thought
Bill's.
Oh, right. Sorry. Two left. Right. Bill took him out. Bill's boost took him out. Right. So yeah. There's two guys left. So one of the other guys pulls his bat, steps forward. So there's a guy at each end of the room now. You are in the middle. You're facing one guy. The other guy's at your feet.
Okay. So is this next guy swinging at me?
Next guy's going to hit you in the head.
All right. So I'm going to defend with fighting.
Okay. He's got a four.
Okay. Well, I am going to invoke... 1 second ahead.
Okay.
And re-roll.
Okay.
Oh,
gross. Well. Okay, so I took a three.
So you got a three. He's got a what?
Four.
You could also invoke. He trips over the dude in front of you that's lying on the ground.
Yeah, all you need
slips
is a plus
on the files.
Two
all
winning.
You need is plus two. If you take something from the setting, give him a chip, and
okay.
And
can
help
I
yourself
invoke
out.
The files on the floor and have him slip while he's swinging and minus two from his?
That's
swing?
Not, no, it's made not minus aspect, two. It'd be though. Plus two to you.
It's we can use anything in the environment that's been described to us.
Yeah,
I mean, Doug's the ultimate arbiter on this, but he can trip on the body too.
Yeah,
I mean,
the files are in the middle of the room, but I'd say the body. Yeah, he could trip on the body.
Okay.
Give him plus two.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, but he can come up with something else.
But he is an amp hater. His anger fuels him to avoid the body and get another plus two.
It's dim. It's dark.
It's dim, yes.
Anybody could do this, though. I mean, if I were there, I had chips,
one.
I'd help you, but.
I think we can only use our aspects that would help him.
We can't compel the environment,
think,
too?
I don't think we can use the environment to help someone else's role.
Or invoke in the environment. I'm trying to use the
probably
right terminology
your,
here.
Probably on your turn. Probably not on my turn.
Right. Yeah, that's
right. Oh, no. They can, if they had an aspect.
Which would be ours, like I did.
Right. Right. If one of the other guys had an aspect that would fit in the situation, they could invoke that aspect now to give you a plus two.
Okay.
But you've already done that.
And they would have
no, that
to
was the last
contribute
round.
To
oh,
the,
they, right.
They would have to fit in the story. Right. So Basil hiding behind the desk would have to come up with how he helps hiding behind the desk.
Right. Okay. You know what? I'll take the hit.
Okay. So, the difference is still one.
One.
One. Yeah. So you take a stress box.
Okay.
Your one stress box.
Now, can you turn that into a consequence, or is that, or do you?
You don't want consequences. You want stress
not
boxes.
Not for one, you don't want a consequence.
Right. I could take a consequence to get rid of two, but if it's now that since it's just one, I'm gonna go ahead and take it.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So you take the one now, he gets one later, then he can say, well, instead I'm going to erase these and go with a consequence.
No,
two consequences.
Actually,
or do you have to do it at that time?
Yeah.
Right.
No.
Hold on. The way the boxes work is the one box is 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
The two box is 2 points.
Right.
And if you have a three box or a four box, those are also worth those points.
Okay.
So you have to fill up all the boxes, and the consequences also have points, 2 point, 4 point, 6 point consequences. That's how many points you can put into those boxes. So get hit with 4 points. You don't fill in all four boxes. You can just fill in
the four box.
The four box,
right.
If you have it, or the two box and a two consequence.
Yeah,
if you have them open.
He's taken one stress.
Yeah,
he's filled in the one box. If he takes another one stress, he still has to go to the two box because the one's gone now,
or the two consequence.
Right. You have to either use a stress box, use a consequence, use a combination of the two, or you're taken out.
Okay.
There's another option in there too. You can concede.
You can concede.
But you have to do that before.
You have to do that before
damage is determined.
Right.
Yeah. So if
it's been a while since I've read
this. Yeah. So if he were hit again and say he took a 4-point, there was 4 shifts to it, he could use his remaining 2-point stress box and the 2-point consequence to soak it.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
The mook on the far side of the room who hasn't done anything, just looks like he's guarding the door. He's going to keep anybody from. He pulls out his bat and he looks like he's ready to hit the first guy that comes running at him.
Now, is this something on the side of the head? Is that something that could be compelled? Like if they want to punch it, I'm going to +2 to hit the little nubby coming out of your head, or to is that something that could be
Nubbin out of your head? The port.
The nubbin, the port. If they want to pop that for extra damage or something, or is that something that can be invoked or compelled?
No, I don't think so.
Well, I'm asking Doug because, I mean, having something, a little metal nub sticking out of your head seems like an aspect.
Well, that would seem to be that's a possibility. Yeah. It would seem to be more something that you would talk about in a consequence, maybe, though.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Maybe. I'm just throwing it out there. Sorry. Go ahead. I'm just curious.
Maybe that's a create an advantage situation where I aimed at the amp. I aimed at the port, and I made the advantage
for a +2 or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd probably let you do that. Okay, so that was the 5, the 2, the -1. -1, -1?
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, -1, -1, you're -2,
have
right?
Have you gone, Jeff?
No, we haven't.
Oh, Jeff and Bill are tied?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
-1, -1, so...
Can I get a chip because I'm abandoned in my paranoia? I want to get this thing out of my head, but I want to stand up and go, you can take mine out.
Okay.
They came in and said, you guys are like, I'm with you. Get this thing out of my head.
You're going to surrender because you're hoping they're going to take this thing out.
Yes.
Okay. There you go.
I mean, I'll stand up and go, whoa.
I'm with you. Take it out.
So you're at a -2 then?
I just stand up to get myself a chip, and I'm exposing myself. Sorry, I don't mean exposing myself, but I am getting out from underneath the bed from my hiding place and letting them know that I'm there, and throwing a wrench, I guess, the story to get a chip.
For lack of a better terms, a situational disadvantage.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, is that fair enough?
You can instead of fighting. In this conflict, you can also create an advantage for somebody else.
You know, it's almost a concede.
Kind of is.
It sounds like he's saying, okay, I surrender. Go ahead and take me.
Well, I don't know that I'm giving up. I'm not giving up the fight because if they manhandle me or something, I still want the option to fight, and I'm not really in the fight. I'm just giving up the advantage I had by hiding from earlier. I'm just standing up saying, look, I'm here. You can take this thing out.
I'm not sure that I'm not.
Don't think that's the way fate chips work.
I'm not sure that it would be chip worthy, although it would be a definite way to put an aspect on the situation, distracting them or something like that.
But I,
which would be a, you can roll that, and then that aspect is free to use.
But that's not a chip reward. That's a chip.
No,
spent.
He doesn't get a chip for
no,
it.
You don't
no.
spend a chip.
No,
for it. You don't spend a chip to roll.
No.
No, not to create an advantage.
No, but to set up an aspect.
No, you don't.
No.
That's one of the actions you can take.
Advantage.
Create an advantage is a roll.
Right. Yeah.
Using your skill to create advantage.
Yeah, right. There's 4 things you can do.
Right,
with the skill.
But he hasn't rolled yet.
What would I roll? What would the skill be for that?
You're honest
not an aspect. I'm talking what skill. What
I know
is it.
That could
rapport?
Be rapport if you're trying to honestly say I give up.
All right, so here,
that
take
be,
that back.
It could be deception.
It could be deception. You could be deceiving.
I'm not trying to deceive him. It works out the same way either
that's
way.
That's what I was trying to get at.
Rapport, like, oh, calm down, fellas. I'll come with you.
Rapport works, yeah.
Okay, well, hold on. So you want to make a rapport roll to create an advantage.
Yes.
Okay, and so the advantage you want to create is you're trying to distract the guy that's on...
I'm trying to distract him, but that may be the result.
He's creating a distraction.
I'm creating a distraction.
But what would it be called in aspect terms?
Right. The end result of creating an advantage is putting an aspect on something.
Splitting the herd, you know, that kind of thing.
Diffusing the situation.
Diffusing the situation.
That's not a good one, but that's kind of where I think you're going with it.
Confusing the situation.
How about just take it easy, guys?
Yeah. Take it easy, guys.
As long as we all, I think, are speaking the same language. Yeah. Okay.
Seeing the easy target.
Hey, seeing the easy what? I get 3 total.
Okay.
That's with my +2.
Okay.
Empathy.
That's Will, I think.
Will
is the defense for rapport, right? Check that in the book.
Contacts, deceive, drive, investigation, lore, notice, physique, rapport.
Will.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
Is it a straight roll for them, or they got a bonus?
It's posed. We'll see.
No, I just wondered if they had a bonus.
No.
Okay. Of course they may.
All right, so that's 2. What'd you get?
3.
3. Okay.
Take it easy, guys.
Okay.
It's an advantage.
But how long does that last with just the 1 shift?
1 invoke.
1 invoke.
Okay.
Which you can invoke for free, or you can give to somebody else to invoke for free.
No. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Bill. What?
This was a success?
Yes. Right. 1, yes.
Okay, so it can be, we can spend fate points on it to use it.
Right.
There is 1 free on it.
Jeff has a free invoke, and he can give it away.
Yeah.
Anybody else can burn a fate point and invoke it.
Okay, cool.
Now, if you would have just tied, they call it a boost, which is 1 and done.
Which is what we talked about earlier.
Right.
Okay.
Right. The aspect stays on him until the end of the scene or significant events change it.
All right, I'm down.
Whereas, as Bill was saying, with a boost, it's 1 and gone.
Okay.
Yeah. Anthony says, I want to come with you.
Hey, I say, get this thing out of my head.
Right.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Take it out.
I'm with you.
I'm with you.
Get this thing out of my head. Get this thing out of my head.
Dr. Salt.
Well, I'm at the nurse's station.
Yes.
So I'd like to,
He starts throwing files.
No. I'd like to make all the monitors and alarms go off to create a distracting cacophony.
Create an advantage?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just fire up the defibrillator, man.
Clear!
Oh, that would be awesome.
You know how to do that.
Clear. Okay, so you want to do this with lore, I take it?
Sure.
Okay, that sounds good to me.
What am I?
So through your medical training, you know which button resets all the monitors, and you're going to hit it to set them all off.
Okay, go ahead. I was going to say I know one of these guys, but that's all right. Go ahead. I know the 3rd guy.
What is my challenge?
Let's call it a 2.
I'm sorry?
Let's call that a 2.
Okay.
That sounds fair.
Incredibly.
Indubitably.
Whew. I tried to roll badly. I got a 5.
Awesome. Okay. So what happens? Tell us about it.
All the bells and whistles go flat lines, code reds, everything.
Okay.
It's like every alarm in this room goes.
Okay. And I'll, with that much style, I'll let you put a boost on something.
In addition to my 2 free invokes?
Oh, right. You get 2 free invokes. Okay. We'll go with that. 2 free. Okay. And Tom, hiding in the herd.
Yeah, I'm going to, want to pay a fate point and use Ninja Vanish, hiding using the distracting concoction.
Absolutely. You disappear. You disappear in the herd.
I now have the, Vanished boost on me.
Vanished boost.
No one can attack or create an advantage on me until they've succeeded at an overcome roll with notice to suss out where you want. Basically meaning they have to give up an exchange to try.
Right. Okay, so top of the next round. So we're back to Jackson.
I'm going to go swinging.
Okay.
The one in front of me?
Mm-hmm.
What happened to him? Nothing? He's distracted.
He
can be distracted.
He can be distracted, yes.
Okay, the take it easy, guys, is that a freebie?
Well, if Jeff wants to give it to you.
If Jeff gives it to you, it's free. just like my distracting cacophony, if I give you one, it's free.
Okay. Well, then I'm just going to roll fighting, and you guys can help if you want to help.
See what happens.
Okay.
I'll take a swing at this palooka. Yuck.
right now I'm at a 3.
Yeah, he's at a 3.
You got one. He's still got a ton of them over there, though. But you can, he's got 3. But if you wanted to, you could invoke the setting with the flashing lights. I'll tell you what. He's take it easy. I'll give that one to you for free if you want it.
Okay. I'll use take it easy for a,
+2.
+2.
Or re-roll. I mean, it's.
I'll go with the 5.
So it's gone now?
Now we can pay for it. Now you get to pay for it.
He either spends or this.
That was the free one.
Yeah, he's distracted because I'm over waving at him.
Right.
Hey man, take it easy.
Okay. So you go to punch the mook, and the mook looks over at, Anthony, who's like, oh, I give up. And he turns his chin just so you land the blow, and wham, you knock him out.
That feels so good.
Yes.
I'm back, baby. I'm back. It could have been a contender. Two down. These boys got glass jaws. We can take that last one.
The mook at the other end looks around, sees that his two buddies are down, and he opens the door and disappears.
Well, can we stop him? Can he be stopped?
Well, we can go from a conflict to a contest, and you can try to run him down.
How about we compel files on the floor and have him slip?
Well, the files are kind of in the middle of the room, right?
When the alarms and everything went off, the doors closed and sort of magnetized, so he's got to fight harder to get to him. Can we use that with the bells and alarms and the whistles and stuff he set off? You know, like when a fire alarm goes off and all the buildings and the doors all go.
The problem is, when a fire alarm goes off, they all are easier to open.
Yeah.
But they close.
They close, but they're easier to open.
Unless there's some sort of viral containment attached.
Keep your virus in the room.
That's.
We're just asking if Doug would, cause
we can make him,
it doesn't change anything if it becomes opposed. All we're saying is it's something that we could, invoke to give us an advantage to stop the guy.
Or maybe just interrogate him.
We gotta catch him though.
Right.
Right.
Alright, what I would let you do is I would let you invoke, what was Bill's?
Distracting cacophony.
Distracting cacophony. I would let you invoke distracting cacophony to force him to, overcome the door.
Okay.
So right now it's a 0 to overcome the door, to get it open and get out. But each invoke on that would add 2 to his roll. I mean, 2 to the obstacle for him to overcome. That's what you want to do.
Well, but can we take any other actions?
Well, this is his turn.
Oh, okay.
Right? He's trying to
The bad guys don't get turns.
He's trying to run.
Bad guys don't get turns.
He sees the boxer guy, and he doesn't want any part of this now. He wants to go.
He's a MMA fighter.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not a boxer. Those guys are sissies.
That's going to be an aspect for too much longer. I'm not a boxer.
Boxers are sissies. That's your aspect. Okay, whatever. All the attitudes expressed on this podcast do not belong to those who
to
everyone.
Any of the actual players. Yeah.
To any of the actual players. All right, go ahead.
Okay, so if nobody's going to stop him, he's going to run out the door.
Well, you can, I guess, try, yeah. Unless somebody wants to do something with the door. But go ahead. Yeah,
we're going to invoke the 2 freebies, though.
Well, wait, he might fail anyway. He takes a 0. Oh, okay. I mean,
anyone can use them. I'm happy with
them. But we can do that after he rolls, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
So I'll go with the athletics to get the door open and get out of here. You know, open the door, run, that kind of thing.
Sure.
That's a 2.
He's got, he didn't have a minus?
Oh,
okay. No, he's got a 2. He didn't have a bonus on athletics? Well, he doesn't have to. I'm not saying he does. I'm just asking. I thought he did earlier. I thought they did earlier. Was that physique or fighting or something?
They had to.
Oh, okay. I mean, I wouldn't think they're, you know.
Two frees will get him, take him to a minus two.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Okay. So you're going to invoke the lights, the distracting cacophony. He tries to get the door open, but the lights are in his eyes, and he's worried about all the noises. And
it's actually a pull door instead of a push door.
Right.
Yeah, he's pushing on a pull
as hard as he can.
Right.
Okay, we'll go with that. He's trying to get out of the room, and the genius is pushing on the door when it says pull. He hasn't figured it out yet. Anthony.
No. Oh yeah, you already punched him.
Grab him.
Yeah, Anthony. Jackson went first.
I walk over calmly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I go over and I put my hand on the door, and I go, "You know who I am, don't you? Why don't you just calm down and we'll talk this through? And I want to create an advantage using weight of reputation. You know who I am."
Okay.
Is that a stunt or?
It's a stunt.
What's the stunt say?
Use contacts instead of provoke to create fear-based advantage.
Based upon my reputation or people.
Perfect. Your contact.
Yeah, like, you know who I am. My father will find you. And you're a dead man.
Okay.
So we're in Jersey?
I guess.
Or at least he's from there.
Yeah.
All right, let's
go. You got a problem with that?
You got a problem with that? It's a two. I got a two.
Okay.
What are you gonna do? I gotta do.
Yeah, he's big in Jersey.
Provoke is probably will, so we'll say he's using will to defend against that.
Sweet.
Minus one.
Unless you want to burn one and reroll.
Yeah. Let's try reroll. See what happens here.
What, amp hater? What?
Amp
what
hater. That's right.
All right.
No filthy amp's gonna tell me what to do.
Yes, I am. Ooh. Oh,
ayo.
Wow.
Negative one.
Okay, all it does is, I mean, he's a negative one, so that's three. Right? I got two. So I got three shifts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's style.
Ooh, that's right.
That's style.
As I'm putting my tie on, I was like, you know who I am, don't you?
Two free compels.
So what's the aspect you're putting on him?
Scared.
Of the mob.
Scared to death.
Scared to death. Okay.
Terrified.
Okay. He's scared of the man. So, Dr. Salt, you're last.
No, I go after him.
Oh, you're right. Still not Dr. Salt's next.
Yep.
So there's one guy left. Anthony has walked over and threatened him. And he's standing at the door and he looks kind of afraid.
Well, the two of them got that clearly in hand. I'm going to go through the knocked out guys. Specifically, I want paperwork, orders, identification, and as a side note, I want to disarm them.
Okay. You go over to the guys, you start rifling through their pockets, make a notice roll. You don't have burglary, do you?
No, I don't.
Okay, then let's call it a notice roll. If you had burglary, I'd let you use the better of the two. Like, you know how to pick somebody's pockets. You know what to look for, but...
So I'm at a four at the moment.
Okay.
Wow.
Awesome. You go through his pockets. You obviously find the billy bat that he had. In his breast pocket inside the coat, you find a photo ID card. Has his picture on it. His name underneath it, and below that it says Elysium.
Elysium?
Elysium.
Okay.
And you find one breast pocket and the other guy too. So you get the two key cards and the billy bats.
Are they're not armed with firearms?
No.
Nope.
Nope.
Okay.
I mean, these are kind of big guys. I mean, a little muscular. Looks like maybe they had some training, but...
Not so big.
Not carrying guns.
They're paramilitary.
Yeah.
They're wannabe military.
Yeah.
Okay, who...
Okay, so Tom, what are you doing? You're hiding in the crowd.
I was going to go burgle, but here he ransacked the guy's pockets. I'm good. I mean, there's not much else I can do right now.
Boo.
Okay. Boo.
How much else I can do?
In the boo. Face of fear, Roy hides.
My
and
guy,
does nothing.
My guy does hide. I built the guy to do that. Built the guy to do that. He's got the dude. You two have got the dude well in hand.
What I almost did, the Roy Sacklin
story. So what
I'm
I was
sorry,
waiting on doing.
Delete your last
What
name,
I was
so.
Waiting on doing is when you guys start working him over for information, I'm going to come kick him in the balls because petty revenge works for me.
There you
okay,
go.
There you so, go. There, no.
But there's not much I can do. There's not much I want to do.
Did
right
you
now.
Just spike? Wow.
Jackson, top of the round then.
I'm going to walk over behind Anthony, and I'm going to,
Tony.
Tony.
You can call me Tony.
You can call me Tony.
And, I'm going to...
You're a friend.
Paisan.
I'm going to kind of start popping my knuckles, and, I kind of want to maybe set up another advantage.
Don't we actually have to, like, do something to him if... We actually eventually have to actually...
Because he's going to act next.
Yeah, he's going to act. So, and our advantages don't do anything in of themselves.
But you can compel him to change his behavior.
How? Like, we could... scared?
Yeah.
Make him re-roll? Or, well, we got two invokes on that, or minus four if he does act.
Well, but assuming he wants to run out the door, you can compel him. He's... scared to death, he drops in the fetal position and says, please don't hurt me.
He concedes.
But I can't force him to concede with an advantage, can I?
No. Why? You have to take him out.
He'd have to want to, I don't think we can force him to concede with the advantages. All that does is if we punch him or something or we slap him, then we can bump it way up where it does knock him
okay,
down.
Okay, I want to grab him by his collar.
Or
okay.
He's too scared to fight back.
Hmm. I want to grab him by his collar. I want to say, where were you taking us? And who sent you?
Okay.
And I'm going to, I don't know what I would roll for that. Is that will?
Well, I mean, it sounds like an intimidate.
Yeah, that's it. I'm not trying to, I mean, yes, I'm grabbing him, but it's not a, I'm not.
It's color.
Right.
What, is there an intimidate skill?
So you're
I
trying,
have provoke.
You're trying to get information out of him.
Yes.
Okay.
So I don't know, is that will or provoke?
Provoke.
Or, okay.
And so you're creating an advantage? The problem is we're still in a conflict right now. We're still in a physical conflict.
Which needs attacks.
We need to settle the conflict in some way, shape, or form.
We need to punch him down.
Well, can we, I mean, he's still scared though, I think, so.
Yeah.
I mean, I think without,
just,
like.
Just cold cock him.
Yeah, just call
you take
it.
Him
just,
out. You take the narrative.
Yeah, I mean, we can get what we want out of him if you just knock him out.
Right. You can punch him until he falls to his knees and gives up and then.
I mean, killing him. I mean, it's not like a kobold or something where, you know, leave him alive, no hack, he's dead. Too bad for you.
Yeah. Give him a couple quick kidney punches to
render him submissive. Screw kobolds, man. Screw them.
Okay. They do make a good magazine.
So I'm gonna punch him in the gut.
Okay.
Give him a solid body blow and see if we can make him talk.
Yeah.
Okay.
Talk you.
That was a good Foley effect.
Wow.
Nice.
A three over there?
That's a seven.
Yeah. It could be an 11.
We should save those for the conversation though.
Yeah.
True.
Okay. Yeah. Take the narrative.
Is he going to
take him out?
Roll a defense.
Drops him to his knees.
Well, he's got a seven.
Well, you've got.
I know.
You got fate.
I know. I still got two.
He's an amp hater.
I know.
And yours refreshes every scenario or every whatever.
Every scene.
Every scene.
Yeah.
So, that's three.
Still got him by four, though, right? You got a seven.
Got him by spin.
We'll make it interesting.
Huh? Is it called spin?
No, it's not.
Style.
It's style. Okay, I got him with style.
You got him with style.
Right. I think it used to be called spin.
It was.
There was, Novus Practicus called it.
Well, I think that came from a previous edition, but yeah. I think you're right.
So I got him with style.
Alright, so right now he's got a three. He is an amp hater, so he will fuel his hate to absorb your blow. To make it a five, and he is militant. And so with his training, your blows mean nothing. There's a seven.
But he's really scared.
But he's kind of scared.
Those are two free invokes. Those are two free invokes.
I'll use one.
Use both.
Okay.
Yeah, well, use one. You only need one, right?
Yeah, you only need one.
Okay.
Okay.
Because you only need two spin to take him out.
Okay, so you take him out. Take the narrative. What do you do?
I punch him so hard he poops his pants.
No, that's style. Get okay. out of here.
That's
now that's style.
Okay. He gives up. He's, oh, not the face, not the face.
Oh, it's going to be the face if you don't start singing.
Wait, you're Ramirez, aren't you? I saw you fight. Oh, you were, don't hit me, man. I give up.
Who sent you?
I had my orders. I was sent here to bring everybody back.
Where?
Back to the warehouse.
Now, is this a conflict if he wants to?
Is this a social conflict?
Yeah, is this like a social conflict where I can use
or,
my...
Or is it just an opposition where he's... Is this going to be a series of roles or just one role?
Yeah, where are we going to get the information from him or... Because we've got some...
Yeah, we'll see your question.
Because we got some free burns here and they don't do any good if...
There's some information I want to give you, and there's some information I don't want to give you. So when we get to the information I don't want to give you, we'll start making rolls.
Makes sense to me.
Okay. Yeah.
Role play.
What warehouse are you talking about?
That's the information he doesn't want to give us.
He said the warehouse. Who?
He says, we got a warehouse over on 3rd and Chestnut.
You going to take all these people there?
What?
3rd and Chestnut?
Not too far from where I work.
I know. I was picturing slum. That's the first thing that came to my mind.
Hey, wait a minute.
So, who hired you? What are they paying you? And can they get this thing out of my head?
Oh, yeah. We'll get that thing out of your head, all right.
But you should ask them if you'll be alive afterwards.
What are you saying? You take this thing out, it'll kill me?
Yeah, we'll kill you in the process of taking it out, sure.
I don't think these guys are concerned about your well-being.
Jack, hit him again.
You and all your little dirty ant kind. We'll put you where you belong.
Did you guys ransack this place? Where are all the doctors?
I have no idea. We just got here.
He's lying. Look at him. He's lying.
You can make a...
You better come clean a yud.
Empathy. You can make an empathy roll and see if he's lying.
I ain't got no empathy. Hang on.
Sure you do. You add it to zero.
I think I've got... Hang on.
So I'm going to observe this interrogation. Can I make an empathy roll?
Absolutely.
Well, I do have something I can do. I can try.
Okay,
well,
hold on. Let's build...
Three.
Two. You're pretty sure he's being honest so far.
Yeah, but it's clear they just got here, so.
Hey, he said, I'll tell you what. You guys get in the van and I'll take you to the warehouse. Everybody wins. You want to go to the warehouse, don't you?
I'm not so sure I do.
Not if it's going to kill you dead.
But you can't just walk into the warehouse. You'll have to pretend you're my prisoner. See? We'll have to put these plastic bands, and he's got a whole bunch of like zip tie cuffs on his belt. So we'll put these on you. We won't put them tight though, not on you. And we'll just march in there. I'll get you right in.
No,
so
he wants to
player,
pull the
player
old,
to player. We got all we need out of this guy yet?
No. He's wanting to pull the old Chewbacca.
Yeah, I know. Tell you what I want to do. I'm going to be a nice guy. All right.
Well, you are a nice guy.
I'm going to be real nice. You got to.
But you can't refuse.
I want to make you an offer. You can't refuse.
Refuse.
What are they paying you? You're a mercenary. Come on, it's all right. It's a fair word. We're adults here. You can say it. You're a mercenary. How much are they paying you?
They're not paying me anything.
Oh, you do this for the you do this for fun?
The benefits.
The benefits? You doing it for the hours? You get comp time. You get family. You get a lot of family leave or something. Well, you do this. Come on. How much are they paying you?
True believers don't need to be paid. Amp.
I think he's what they call a zealot.
You're not properly scared right now. I think you better...
Not in the face!
Let's say we zip-tie this palooka and take him with us.
I say, well, shoot. The biggest guy we got is you.
I'm pretty bad.
Without a doubt, man.
I don't really see any reason to take him with us, because then he'll know where we are.
Say, what size suit you wear?
It's a 36 long.
This guy ain't big.
It's a 38 long.
It's probably a 44, 46, something 46 like that.
46
yeah.
long, sure.
Take off your suit. It's the only one that have blood on it. Take off your suit.
Okay, sure. He starts taking off his suit.
What, these are like black camo or something or another? Or
it's
what?
Black suit.
Black.
They're like a black suit and tie.
Kind of like Neo in one of the Matrix movies, but not that stylish.
Jack, I think you could wear that. What do you think?
Like standard kind of
off
bodyguard. Off the rack, yeah. Sears bodyguard.
Yeah.
I think Sears bodyguard. Let's
yeah,
go with
I'll
that.
Take it. I'll take the suit.
Macy's.
Macy's bodyguard. No, this is TJ Maxx bodyguard.
So you like that? You like the cut of that suit, Jack?
I like it. It's nice. It looks good. I think it looked good on me.
Why don't you put that on? And you, put on this gown. Where are the zip ties?
Well, they were on his belt, so I guess they're all over the floor now.
Okay, well, we take the zip ties and we zip tie his ass.
Okay.
I think I want to see if I got compel right. I want to compel Roy's character.
Uh-huh.
Petty revenge is good enough.
Uh-huh.
Shave this guy's head.
Oh, I thought you were going someplace else.
No. No.
We prep him for surgery, you know what I'm saying?
Well, that's exactly what I'm saying. Shave his head and mark lines as where an amp would go.
Ooh, yeah.
That way when he gets discovered, it's like, oh, you know, you were going to be an amp.
Right.
Totally petty and vindictive. Is that how it works?
To compel it, doesn't that have to cause trouble?
Here's the thing. To me, that's at this point, it's a story element, and I would do it in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
There's not really a game term for me to get any kind of negativity or anything like that.
Well,
so.
Yeah, there's no downside to it unless it incites this guy to fight.
I don't think
the something.
Compels have to have a downside.
But to me, the
story compels. I don't think the story compels have to have a downside.
I mean, the way I look at it, it's a net. He gives you do it. He compels you. He gives you his fate ship. And at the table, it's a net.
It might not have a downside right now.
Yeah.
But three games from now, when you find the bald-headed guy, he might be a little upset.
Well, that in game terms, I guess that would be a long-range situational aspect. I guess you could.
No, well, that's I think he could compel you to do that. I mean, you don't have to take it if you don't want to do it.
Oh no, I would do it. In a heartbeat. I was gonna knock the guy out.
After we zip it, I was like, oh, that's good. Yeah, we shave his head. We'll zip tie him to one of the stretchers. And we put the iodine. No, we won't. Are we going to take him with us? We put the iodine on his head and everything. We put a little purple dot and iodine it and everything.
Oh, okay. I guess you're right. So this goes wrong when he catches back up with him.
Mm-hmm.
When the mook catches back up with you, that's
so
when this goes wrong.
Then I would get a fate chip at that point.
If I'm compelling you, you get it right now.
Oh, okay. Great. You get it now and this causes
the reason I'm getting at this is, I mean, it's getting late and everything, so I don't know, Bill. But I would hate for Bill to run out of chips.
I haven't had chips for like an hour, 2 hours.
Since we started, practically.
Yeah, I pretty much just threw them away. Compel me!
Mostly I was wanting to see how it works.
Okay.
And that's how it works.
I would definitely do that, Bill. Yours is a much better idea than mine. I was just going to go knock him out.
Kick him in the ding ding.
Yeah, that was much better.
Okay, so you shave his head and
oh yeah.
Well, after we get the suit off him because we only have hairs on the suit.
Oh yeah, sure. Yeah.
And the sunglasses. You like the sunglasses?
Yeah, they're nice.
You like Ray-Bans? All right, here you go.
I think it would be once Tom sees this guy in the robe, it's like ooh, idea.
In fact,
absolutely.
In fact, we do that with the other two guys too. We pick them up. We strip them, put them in gowns, put them in the beds, zip tie them to the beds, shave their heads, and put the marks on them like they were all going to get amped.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So what's Roy's trouble again for the chip?
Well, that's the trouble. It's his one of his aspects is
petty revenge works for me.
And basically.
But he got a chip though.
Right. And I think the downside is when it comes down to it, if this guy
compelled it.
Yeah, if this guy comes after us. Roy's his first choice, even though we've
fallen. Yeah, see, thinking about this, I don't think Bill would give up his chip. This is coming down later on. Doug now has something in his pocket when we meet up with these guys later. Okay, Roy, this one's coming after you specifically because you, back when you all first met him, you zip-tied him to the bed and shaved his head.
Well, I think what happens is, yeah, that can happen, but for the rest of the game, he gives you the chip right now. You've got it, and then later on, if he wants to use that, because we refresh at the beginning of every game anyway.
The way the compel almost works is that you can compel an aspect to force somebody to take some action in the story that you want them to take, as long as you agree to it. It could cause you trouble instantly, like, I want the big guy to go first. Or it could cause you trouble further down the road.
Well, that's because he could give it to you, and then he could say, well, he's going to come after you first. And you go, no, I don't want him to come after me first right now.
Right.
And then you pay that chip to keep that from happening.
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
No, he would have to do that now, though.
So
no, I don't think...
He's accepting... If he accepts it...
Well, he accepts the chip now because he can spend that on anything. But later on...
He accepts the compel, not the chip. He accepts the compel. The effects of the compel, which means the guy coming after him later on.
Well, no. He's accepting the chip to shave the guy's head.
Right.
Now, which includes a consequence.
Right.
Right. And that consequence could be later, but after we refresh, if he doesn't want to be the first guy that he comes after, he could pay to keep that from happening. He could get the chip later after we've all refreshed. A new chip. He's coming after you first because you shaved his head. I mean, I don't think the consequence has to be immediate.
I don't see that how it worked. That would give him two chips for the same event.
Yeah, that's...
No.
That's what I'm saying.
Hold on. Roy's accepted the chip. Tom's going to shave his head.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And... Story terms now, he's made an enemy. So we'll see when the enemy comes back.
Right.
Page 74, there's retroactive compels.
That's what I was thinking of when this came up.
That would be what Joe did earlier on his own. And you wanted to give him a chip, you could have.
That's where I was going with it. That's where I was going with it, right.
Okay. So
if you play an aspect in game and it gets you in trouble, the GM will say, that's retroactive, here's your chip. The GM can also put you in trouble. We can put you in trouble. You don't have to accept any of it.
Right. Do you have to pay to stop it, though?
If you don't want to be compelled, you have to pay.
Right.
If you don't have any chips, you can't prevent it.
Right.
Anthony?
Yay! gimme.
The Mook is tied up, and you're worried he's going to follow you out of here. And there's a nice shiny bedpan next to him. You feel like hitting him in the head with it so that he can't follow you out of here.
But what aspect are you compelling that I have?
Abandon to my paranoia.
Oh.
He's going to follow you if you don't knock him out.
Knock him out or take him out?
Knock him out.
Okay.
I'll just fill a syringe with air.
That's take him out.
Take him out. You just want to hit him in the head with a pan.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Okay. You knock him out.
I'm no amp.
Since this is the end of the session, you can hold on to that for after the refresh. So your refresh is 3.
Mm-hmm.
So the next game you get 4.
Okay. Hey.
Nice. That was a cool compel.
Are we stopping at this point now or is this?
As we walk out the door. I assume we want to walk out now.
Yeah.
We're dressed and ready to go.
And I guess...
Dressed, ready to go.
We got our files.
It'd be a good stopping place because then we can explain what happened and when Todd and Jason come back. They can join us.
And they can come.
They can come with us. Right.
Yeah.
Everybody, we got our files.
Yeah, I grabbed my files.
Any keys. Take a baton.
He said he had a van.
I got an extra bag of clothes.
Yeah, we find the keys to the van.
Sure, you find car keys.
Down by the river.
Just one.
We want the badges and our own personal files.
I got the 2 badges.
Right. So you got 3 badges.
Three batons.
3 batons and the keys to the car.
Right.
And I'm dressed like one of them.
And you're dressed
in
the clothes.
And we'll take the suits and stuff, and if Todd and Jason's characters fit the suits, we'll put them in a suit too. If it fits.
Okay. Before we cut, though, at the end of every session, there's a milestone.
Okay.
Okay, you can switch the rank values of any 2 skills or replace 1 average plus 1 skill with 1 that isn't on your sheet. You can change any single stunt for another stunt.
Oh, so it's a certain level skill.
You can switch the ranks values of any two skills.
As long as they're within a range, or they have to be so...
No, you can switch any two skills. So if you had a great and a fair skill and you decided...
I want to switch notice with deceive.
Okay, you can do that. You could change any single stunt for another stunt. You can purchase a new stunt provided you still have the refresh. Or you can rename one aspect that isn't your high concept.
And those of us who don't already have three can add one in play if we feel like it's appropriate, if we need to.
Right, you can always buy a stunt during the game. In addition, in the minor milestone, you can rename any moderate consequence you have so that you can start them on the road to recovery, presuming that you have not already done so. If you took a moderate consequence, have to overcome it, and then at the milestone, you can rename it so that you're recovering from it.
So...
That's cool.
You could create a stunt using a minor milestone, or does it have to be a bigger milestone?
No, it can be a minor.
If you have refresh left, you have to have at least one refresh of at least one.
Okay, so...
You have a refresh of three right now, right?
How many stunts do you have?
I've got three.
Yeah.
And okay. You have a refresh of three.
You could spend one of your fate points. You could spend one of your refresh to buy another stunt. So you could have four stunts instead of three and have a refresh of two.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, because I was thinking if somebody wanted to, and I'm just playing with the rules here a little bit, since we found the cards, maybe you find a card that looks a lot like you. So you've got a stunt ID, you know, fake ID to, what's the name of this place we're going to? Elysium.
Okay, I don't think that would be a stunt, though. It's more like, I'm not sure what that would be, but the stunts usually relate to a skill.
Right. Yeah. Stunts are associated with skills.
Stunts aren't just a skill.
Right, but you could associate it with...
+2 to deceive.
Or +2 to deceive or +2 to rapport. That gives you +2 to deceive or +2 to rapport when dealing with Elysium folks or something, or the bad guys. I mean, I'm just throwing that out there. Yeah. So, but, you know, am I on the right track here with this stuff? Does that sound right?
There's a lot of things you can do with stunts, but that's definitely one thing you could do with stunts.
Okay. Yeah, but yeah, you're right. You would have to associate it with a skill because otherwise it's an aspect, right?
Or maybe an extra, which I'm not really sure about what those are.
Okay. All right. So anyway, because if you've got the milestone, and you say, I don't want to use it for something, you could come up with a stunt that would help.
Well, and if you have a stunt that isn't working out the way you wanted, with the minor milestone, you could swap it out for something else.
No, mine work exactly the way I wanted them to.
Yeah. Well, we haven't. It's only one game.
I was thrilled. I'm liking this guy.
Okay, so that's the end of the first game.
All right.
Say goodnight, kitties.
Goodnight, kitties.
All right. All right, goodnight, good game.
Okay, so that was actually a pretty good game. We got quite a bit done. In fact, it's a minimum amount of editing, I believe. Next week, we'll reincorporate the two missing players from this week, and we'll see what's in the lobby, and hopefully we get to that warehouse and find out a little bit more about Elysium. Now, voicemail us, 502-4141-RUE, that's 502-4141-766. Like us on Facebook. The address is facebook.com/RUSACGamers. Follow us on Twitter. The handle is RSGRoy. Say nice things about us on iTunes and do whatever goes on over at Google+. Finally, for legal reasons, I must remind you that you've been listening to an actual play podcast by the Rusak Gamers. This production is wholly owned by its creators and is distributed under the Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. Fate Core System is copyright 2013 Evil Hat Productions, LLC. See the show notes for the information about Amped Up.